April 5th. That is the day that all Michigan residents 16 and older will now be eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made the announcement on Friday, shortly after President Biden pledged that all Americans would be eligible by May 1st. In Michigan, those with certain medical conditions between the ages of 16 and 49 will now qualify for the vaccine beginning March 22nd. March 22nd is also the day 50 to 64-year-olds can begin getting shots in Michigan. Joining us now to talk about the logistics around coordinating vaccines for a huge new wave of eligible people is Adam London. He is health officer for Kent County. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Fantastic, Zoe. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you. So, Adam, I mean, most would agree, right, that more shots in arms is a good thing. But we are still hearing of folks who are eligible right now who are still having trouble getting appointments for the vaccine. What kind of issues are you concerned about once the vaccine is indeed opened up to everyone over 16 in just 3 weeks?
Well, vaccine supply is, of course, our biggest concern. While we have had a number of groups that have been eligible to date, it's been difficult getting all of them vaccinated because we just haven't had enough vaccine for them all. So as we open to more groups, and to be clear, I'm glad we're doing that. We do need to get everyone's information. We need to get them in the queue so they're ready to go when vaccine supply does increase. But right now, we are concerned with vaccine supply. We've got lots of great reasons to think that it's going to increase dramatically going forward, but supply has been a challenge for us so far. When that vaccine supply does increase, then we're going to have the distribution issues that many places will be faced with, trying to actually get that vaccine that's now in their freezer into people's arms.
And what are we hearing about this increased supply? Of course, President Biden has spoken about it. And Whitmer, when do you think you in Kent County will see those additional vaccines?
Well, I think we're going to continue to see our vaccine allocation increase every week. But I really think by the time we get into about the middle of April through the month of May and maybe into early June is when we'll see truly enormous volumes of vaccine. So I am very optimistic. I'm hearing great things from state officials, from federal officials, from those that know the pharmacy industries very well. So I'm confident that vaccine is coming. We just really want to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row, if you will, so that when it does come, we're ready for it.
So let's be clear, as we mentioned, this order came down on Friday that April 5th, it's everyone over 16. But of course, what you're saying is, sure, that's the day it opens, but weeks, possibly even months after that, it's going to take to get everyone vaccinated.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. So people should not expect that on April 5th or 6th, they're going to necessarily have a vaccine appointment. It's important that we have those eligibility groups open and that people register, they provide their information to their local health department or a healthcare provider, so they are ready to be contacted when a vaccine is available. But please don't think that vaccine will be available to you on April 5th. It may take a little while, but we're going to do our very best to make sure that every week we are using all of the vaccine that we receive and we're moving this as quickly as we possibly can.
So one of the concerns that some folks have brought up, again, as we've been talking about, is what will, after April 5th, it look like? How will it work, let's say, someone 65 or with a medical condition, for example, will they be able to book their vaccines before, say, a healthy 20-year-old? Or is it kind of just whichever comes first, whoever gets in line quickest?
No, we will continue to query our queue by those vulnerability factors. And so we're going to continue to look for people who have underlying health conditions, people who may be in an older age bracket. So we're going to continue to do what we can to make sure that the rollout helps those who are the most vulnerable first. We're also looking at equity. So we're looking at zip code data and race data and demographic data to make sure that we're bringing vaccine to all parts of our community in an equitable way. We're going to continue to do that in a smart way going forward. But you may see that there are times where someone gets vaccine before someone else and it may not look right. Well, there may be lots of reasons for that. And I would just encourage people not to get frustrated when there is the appearance of that happening. There are lots of reasons for it, but in general, we're going to do everything we can to continue to roll this out in a way that makes the most sense for those who are the most vulnerable first.
Adam, I read that in Grand Rapids, the vaccine clinic set a record on Thursday by administering nearly 8,000 shots. And I'm reading you think you could get that number to actually 20,000 a day once you have enough vaccine supply?
That's right. Yeah, we know we can hit 20,000 per day. And so I can't tell you how proud I am of this partnership between the county, Spectrum Health, Mercy Health St. Mary's, and others in our region. And we think that's going to be a key weapon in our fight against COVID in the next couple of months.
Adam London is health officer with the Kent County Health Department. Adam, thanks so much, and thanks for your work, man.
Thank you, Zoe. I appreciate it.